This is GQDN for December the 1st. Thursday, yes, Thursday. Brought to you by Audible, by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have things that you can get this month. Would you like a Steam Deck? And some other game releases. But today, we have a lot of news to get through to this morning, and something that happened yesterday after the news dropped for yesterday's GQDN. This is brought to us by Destructoid.com, and that is Reuters gave Microsoft a suggestion, and they wanted to have Microsoft give Sony a 10-year license to Sony. So that's basically what Reuters is saying that Microsoft should do. Give Sony a 10-year licensing for Call of Duty, which would help to relieve the pressure that Microsoft is in right now to get this deal through. This $68 billion deal through. So, once again, we'll keep an eye on that. We're going to stick with, not quite that just yet. Let's go to the Game Awards and with some Game Awards news. First off, it will be Mr. Naoko Yoshida. And this is what the Game Awards has said on Twitter. This is, once again, coming from Destructoid, but this is going to have an assistance. So this is what the Game Awards said on Twitter. Next Thursday, the Game Awards is humbled to welcome Naoko Yoshida, producer of Final Fantasy, to show for a very special live presentation, which you can watch the free global live stream at thegameawards.com, starting at 7:30 Eastern Time. But coming from Eurogamer, this presentation could have some Final Fantasy 16, at which the Brazilian government did say that Final Fantasy 16 is not for those that are under the age of 16 because of nudity, prostitution, drug use, suicide, torture, and violence as the elements in the game. So be warned, NC-17 could be coming to the US. Just saying. Now let's get to some games. No, not yet. Let's go to DualShockers.com, and they're saying that, well, if you want a Steam Deck, they're going to be giving away a Steam Deck once every minute. In fact, here's what the Game Awards said there on Twitter. Watch the Game Awards live on Steam next Thursday, and you could win a free Steam Deck. Valve is giving away a free Steam Deck a minute to a viewer watching the show to celebrate. So here's what you need to know via store.steampowered.com. This is their official statement. Quote, you must register to enter the drawing and be watching the Game Awards on Steam to be eligible to win. To register, you must be in the US, Canada, UK, or the EU. Have made purchases on Steam between November 14th, 2021 and November 14th, 2022 to verify the country. Be in good standing and not have a limited account. On December 8th, when the Game Awards airs, every minute, random name will be drawn from the pool of registrants currently watching the show on Steam. We will be streaming the Game Awards at https://steam.tv. The winner will be announced in chat as each drawing takes place. There are other rules to this, but to do it, you got to go look it up on Steam. Now, can we get to some games? Okay, we'll get to some games. So, Destructoid says that Street Fighter VI does have a closed beta in December. Now, they did have one earlier this year, but this beta is open from December 16th until December 19th. Okay, so go to their site, which is streetfighter.com, and you can register to be Street Fighter 6 beta for beta testing. Now we go to DualShockers, and they're saying that the Midnight Suns have a release date, time, and price. So, PC on Steam, North America, December 2nd at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. That's 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Europe, December 2nd at 5 p.m. UTC, 6 p.m. CET. Eastern Asia and Pacific Ocean, December 3rd at 2 a.m. JST, 4 a.m. AEDT, 6 a.m. and NZDT. PlayStation and Xbox, local midnight time. That'll be 12 a.m. on December 2nd in your local time zone. So, what could be in there? Well, $70 on consoles, $60 on PC. By pre-purchasing, you could have, or you will have, the Doctor Strange Defender skin, as well as an Enchanted Premium Pack that would include the following skins: Captain America, Future Soldier, Captain Marvel, Mar-Vell, Magic, Phoenix 5, Nico Minru, Sister Grimm, Wolverine, X-Force. But if you get the $80 one, you get all of that above, all of that I just said before, but including Blade Demon Hunter, another Captain America skin, Captain of the Guard, Iron Man, Iron Knight, another Nico Minero, be Shadow Witch, Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance, and another Magic, New Mutants. Now, there will be some other things going on the $100 level, which means the post-launch playable characters, you could have Deadpool, Venom, Morbius, and Storm. And you will have a bunch of other skins, including Spider-Man, Demon Spider, and the Symbiote Suit, Scarlet Witch, Boss Witch, and the Fallen Scarlet Witch, Doctor Strange, Strange Future Supreme, Ghost Rider, Death Knight, Iron Man, Bleeding Edge, Blade, 1602, Wolverine, Logan, Captain Marvel, Medieval Marvel, all that stuff. So, for your PC, you gotta have Windows 10, 64-bit. It has to be AMD Ryzen 3-2200G or Intel Core i5 4430. Memory is 8 gigs of RAM. Graphics, AMD RX 470 GeForce GTX 960, 4 gigabytes. DirectX version 12. And storage is 60 gigabytes available space. Now we go to, once again, DualShockers, and they give us another release called the Callisto Protocol. So on Steam, here we go again, December 1st at 11 p.m. Pacific Time, December 2nd at 2 a.m. Eastern. Europe, December 2nd, 7 a.m. Eastern. Asia, December 2nd, 4 p.m. JST, and subsequent times. Xbox and PlayStation, North America, December 1st, 9 p.m. Pacific Time, or December 2nd at midnight. Europe, December 2nd, 5 a.m. UTC, 6 a.m. CET. Eastern Asia, December 2nd, 2 p.m. JST, and subsequent times. Now, for PC, once again, Windows 10 or 11, the 64-bit. Processor, Intel Core i5-8400 or AMD Ryzen 5-2600. Memory, 8 gigs of RAM. Graphics, NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1060 or AMD Radeon RX 580. DirectX version 11, storage 75 gigs available space. Now we go to something that has been delayed. And once again, DualShockers, you had the good news, now you got the bad news. Disney Speedstorm has been delayed to 2023. So this was supposed to come out this month, but right now it has been pushed back. So here's what they said in their tweet. Well, basically it's a link to their official statement. Well, we have been working diligently to craft an amazing racing experience for Disney Speedstorm, capturing our vision of the exciting Magic fans enjoy their favorite Disney and Pixar characters and games. We want fans to not only be entertained, but to enjoy a fast-paced and competitive racing experience that they return to play for years to come. With this in mind, and after careful consideration, we have decided to delay the worldwide release of Disney Speedstorm to meet our expectations and provide players with more immersive racing experience, customization offerings, game modes, and more. Fans are invited to join us in the Speedway when Disney Speedstorm launches in 2023 on PC and consoles. We appreciate the feedback and support we've reached from fans who participated in the beta earlier this year and our followers on social. We plan to keep fans up to speed on our progress with regular updates on these features as we head toward launch, so stay tuned for more over the next several weeks. We'd like to thank our community for their invaluable feedback and can't wait for you to see what the team has been working hard to bring you from the Disney Speedstorm team. So, we'll see when that game releases. Speaking of releases, well, if you got some gifts to get, here are 10 games that you might want to get. Some of these are releasing this month. 1. Callisto Protocol, Marvel Midnight Suns, Need for Speed, Hello Neighbor, Chained Echoes, Choo Choo Charles, Dragon Quest Treasures, Crisis Core, that's Final Fantasy, High on Life, and The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt expansion. That was on GameSpot.com. And we are on thegroupquest.com. You can follow us at GroupQuest. You can follow everybody at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you Friday. Birthday day for me, but I will have news for you. Hopefully some gifts as well, news-wise. We'll see you then. Go play some games, people.